Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narratries Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Main Idea Workbook. Reading Comprehension Skill Builders by Janine Toole, PhD is a skills-focused educational workbook designed to strengthen a core reading comprehension ability. Identifying the main idea. Positioned as structured practice rather than a traditional textbook, it targets learners who find it difficult to determine what a sentence, paragraph, or short passage is mostly about. The book is associated with Happy Frog Learning and is presented as part of a broader Reading Comprehension Skill Builder series. Its central purpose is to make the main idea concept teachable through explicit instruction, repeated practice, and gradual increases in difficulty. A key feature described in public listings is a scaffolded step-by-step process that begins with single-sentence work and builds toward paragraph and passage-level main idea tasks. The workbook also emphasizes accessible page design, including clear layout and minimal distractions to better support students who benefit from structure, including many neurodiverse learners. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, main idea is a teachable skill, not a guessing game. A central message of the workbook is that finding the main idea can be learned through clear procedures and guided practice. Many struggling readers approach main idea questions as a test of intuition, which often leads to answers that focus on an interesting detail rather than what the text is mostly about. The workbook addresses that problem by treating main idea identification as a repeatable comprehension routine. Learners are prompted to notice what information is most important, what ideas are repeated or emphasized, and how details relate to a bigger point. By practicing these decisions consistently, students begin to build a mental habit of looking for overall meaning rather than isolated facts. This approach is especially useful for students who can decode words but do not automatically integrate sentences into a coherent takeaway. The workbook format supports teachers and caregivers because it creates a predictable structure for instruction, introduce the task, practice with support, and revisit the same thinking steps across multiple examples. Over time, this reduces cognitive load and helps students approach new texts with more confidence and less reliance on trial and error. Secondly, a scaffolded step-by-step progression from sentences to passages. Public descriptions of the book highlight a scaffolded process that starts at the sentence level and gradually expands to longer units of text. Beginning with single sentences helps learners practice a foundational question, "What is this sentence about?" That small-scale work can reveal common difficulties, such as latching onto a single noun, misunderstanding a key verb, or missing the sentence focus. As the learner becomes more accurate, the workbook builds toward combining sentence meanings to determine the point of a paragraph or short passage. This progression matters because paragraph-level main idea requires synthesis, deciding which information is central and which information supports it. The stepwise design also creates a pathway for students who have experienced repeated failure with grade-level comprehension tasks. Instead of jumping directly into long passages, the learner earns success through manageable steps, which can improve persistence. For instructors, a scaffolded sequence makes it easier to diagnose where comprehension breaks down and to provide targeted support. The overall effect is a systematic bridge from basic understanding to more independent reading comprehension performance. Thirdly, distinguishing main idea from supporting details. A practical focus of main idea instruction is helping students separate what the text is mostly about from the details that explain, prove, or illustrate it. In many classrooms, students are asked to find the main idea before they have a firm grasp of what counts as a supporting detail. This workbook emphasizes practice that reinforces the difference. Learners work with short readings where a central point can be stated in a simple way, while other sentences provide examples, facts, or descriptions. This creates repeated opportunities to ask two complementary questions: what is the overall point, and which information helps the reader understand that point? The skill is important beyond answering worksheet questions. In real academic reading, recognizing supporting details helps students take better notes, study more effectively, and write clearer summaries. For struggling readers, explicit work on this distinction also reduces confusion when a passage contains multiple interesting facts. They learn that a text can mention many things, but the main idea is the organizing message that connects them. This clarification supports comprehension across subjects, especially in informational reading where paragraphs often follow a topic and detail structure. Fourthly, summarizing as a natural extension of main idea thinking. Main idea and summarizing are closely linked because both require identifying what matters most and expressing it in a compact form. The workbook is described as including practice connected to main ideas and summarizing, which aligns with how comprehension is commonly assessed and used in school. When students can state a main idea, they have a strong starting point for a summary. The next step is selecting a small number of key details that support the main idea without copying the entire text or getting lost in minor points. For learners who struggle, summarizing often fails in predictable ways, listing unrelated details, repeating sentences verbatim, or producing a statement too vague to be meaningful. Main idea-focused practice provides a corrective by training students to anchor their summary around a central message. This pairing also benefits writing development, since summarizing builds skills in paraphrasing, organizing information, and producing clear topic sentences. In instructional settings, teachers can use main idea responses as a checkpoint before asking for longer summaries. That reduces frustration and ensures students understand the text at a basic level before moving to a more complex written task. Lastly, learner-friendly design for structured. Low distraction practice. Another widely noted feature in listings and descriptions is the workbook attention to accessibility and clarity in presentation. For many students, reading comprehension challenges are compounded by crowded pages, small print, and visually busy layouts that increase distraction and fatigue. The workbook is described as using a clear format with ample white space and minimal distractions, which supports learners who benefit from structure and predictability. This design choice is especially relevant for neurodiverse students and others who may have difficulty sustaining attention or filtering irrelevant visual information. A clean layout also helps instructors implement consistent routines, such as pointing to the prompt, identifying the relevant sentences, and recording an answer in a dedicated space. The practical benefit is that cognitive effort is spent on comprehension rather than on navigating the page. In small group or one-to-one teaching, a simplified page design can also make it easier to model strategies and to prompt students without overwhelming them. While strong content is the core value of any skill workbook, this kind of presentation can meaningfully improve usability and follow through, particularly for struggling readers. In conclusion, Main Idea Workbook, Reading Comprehension Skill Builders, is best suited for students who can read words but have trouble explaining what a sentence, paragraph, or short passage is mostly about. It can also support teachers, tutors, and families who need a practical tool for repeated main idea practice without spending extensive time creating materials. Because the book is structured as a scaffolded progression, it fits well in intervention settings where learners need to rebuild confidence through small, achievable steps. Readers benefit by developing a more reliable routine for identifying central meaning, separating key points from details, and producing clearer summaries. These skills transfer directly to classroom tasks such as answering comprehension questions, writing short responses, and studying informational content. What helps this workbook stand out in the crowded reading comprehension market is the combination of explicit skill building and learner-friendly design choices that reduce distraction and support-focused work. Many workbooks simply provide passages and questions, but a scaffolded approach that begins with sentence-level understanding can be more accessible for students who repeatedly miss main idea questions. As part of a skill builder series, it also positions main idea instruction as one component of a broader, structured approach to comprehension development. If you would like to support Janine Tool PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.